Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so excited this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all reverence, who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank and praise God this evening for this opportunity. For on Tuesday night, I was a little under the weather, could not be on, but I just thank and praise God that he has fortified me, he has strengthened me, and positioned me to be back on tonight. I thank and praise God for the healing virtues of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to get ready to have just a short devotion so I can begin reading. We'll have a scripture, a song, and a prayer on tonight. I will be reading from Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My mercy is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the flood of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about the songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. Thou wilt guide thee with my eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have not understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bits and bridles, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. I have just read you Psalms 32 in its entirety. May God add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a portion of this song, and then we'll go into prayer.
I can't.
Come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I just come tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us and teach us tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you tonight to let me and move me from my flesh, God, and that the Holy Ghost may use this vessel tonight, God, to teach on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to let your anointing fall tonight. Let your power fall, God. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing come, God. In the name of Jesus, let your power fall, on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to open up our hearts and our minds that we may accept your word, God, receive your word, just like it is, God, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you on tonight, God, just to bless our ears, our minds. In the name of Jesus, search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there's anything in there that should not be, I ask you to remove it right now. I ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you right now for this opportunity to study your word. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, cover everyone that will listen to this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you tonight for everyone, God. And I ask you to bless them right now with the blessing they stand in need of. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things. Amen. 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 We just give God glory and we give him praise on this evening. We magnify his name on today. We're going to get ready to start reading on today. Where are we going? Okay, I'm right here. In chapter 19, we start with chapter 19 on tonight. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. And ye shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp. And one shall slay her before his face, and Eleazar the priest shall take up her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation seven times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood with her dung, and in her dung shall he burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it unto the midst of the burning of the heifer. And the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall be bathed his flesh, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and after he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the eve. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water, and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until the eve. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them upon the camp, without the camp, and lay them up without the camp in a clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And he that gathereth the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the eve, and it shall be unto the children of Israel and unto the stranger that sojourn among them for a statue forever. He that touches the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whosoever touches the dead body of any man that is dead and purify not himself defileth the tabernacle of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of separation will not sprinkle upon him. He shall be unclean. His uncleanness is yet upon him. The law, when a man dies in a tent, all that come into the tent and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. In every open vessel which have no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever touches one that is slain with the sword in the open fields, or a dead body or a bone of a man or a grave shall be unclean 7 days. And for an unclean person, they shall take the ashes of a burnt heifer of purification for sin, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel. And a clean person shall take hyssop and dip it in the water and sprinkle it upon the tent, upon all the vessels, upon the person that were there, and upon him that touches a bone or one slain or one dead or a grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day and on the seventh day. And upon the seventh day he shall purify himself and wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and shall be clean at eve. But the man that shall be unclean, which shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of separation hath not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean, and it shall be a perpetual statute unto them that he hath sprinkled the water of separation shall wash his clothes, that he, and he that touches the water of separation shall be unclean to eat. And whatsoever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the soul that touches it shall be unclean to eat. Chapter 20. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode of Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people told with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us in unto this evil place? It is no place of seed. It is no place of seed or of fig or of vines or of pomegranate. Neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth its water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you should not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus said thy brother Israel, thou knowest all the travail that thou befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt, and we had dwelt in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. And when we cried unto the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel and have brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy borders. Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country, and we will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards. Neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right nor to the left until we pass thy borders, and Edom said unto him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. And the children of Israel said unto him, we will go by thy highway, and if I and my cattle drink of thy water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against him with much people and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border, wherefore Israel turned away from him. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Hor. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up into Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. And Moses did as the Lord commanded. And they went up into the Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation, and Moses stripped Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. Amen. Amen. Now, God don't play. That's one thing about God. He don't play. Ain't trying to scare nobody, but God don't play. You know, if he kill Aaron, he said, you're not going into the promised land because you didn't believe what I said. You doubted me. We doubt every day. We sit up and think God can't do this when God says he can do it. It's in the word of God, and we still doubt God. We still don't have enough faith. It's so scary. When you read in this word the things that God, oh, that's the Old Testament. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God does not change. He will not change for nobody. He is the same God that Moses had, the same God that Adam had, the same God that created this world, the earth, and everything in it. We better watch our steps. We better step lightly. I'm telling y'all, this is a wake-up call right here. This is a wake-up call. This man died and was stripped. I don't care if you're a preacher, a pastor, a prophet, a apostle, a bishop. God don't care. Disobey God and see what he going to do. He stripped Aaron of all of his rank. You can say you're a general if you want to. Every strike, you got to be gone. Everything you think you know about God to be gone. He told Moses to strip him of everything, of his robe. Put it on his son, because he going to die right there. He ain't even going in the promised land. Y'all better watch out. This a word for somebody. This is a wake-up call for somebody. Just because I'm an apostle, doctor, don't mean nothing. Let me get out of line with God and see what happens. Better not get distracted, I'm telling you. Better not. God's going to take you right out. I'm telling you. Anyway, the first question in chapter 19, y'all just forgive me because that thing just went all down in my spirit, all down in me, because we take God for granted so many times, so many things. We don't believe he going to do this, and we don't. He said he'll do it. He going to do it. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of God that he should repent. If God said it, he going to do it. Just know he going to do it. God don't play. He don't play. Let me stop now. Chapter 19 says, what was mixed with water to purification of sins in chapter 19? What did they mix? What was mixed with water for purification? We can look in verses 2. Let me read it. It says, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord have commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, within wherein no blemish, and upon which never came yoke, and ye shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp. One shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take up her blood, it says, what was mixed with water for purification. Eleazar the priest shall take up her blood with his finger and sprinkle her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood and her dung shall be burned. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning heifer. So the ashes of the red heifer was mixed with water for purification. Okay. That's the first one. Who died in Kadesh in chapter 20? Who died there? Kadesh is a city. Miriam.
Aaron?
Miriam. That was Moses and Aaron's sister, Miriam. What did the children of Israel complain about at Kadesh? The same thing they always complain about. They had no water. I mean, man, I'm telling you, the stuff that God was killing people for back then, the stuff we doing now, I'm telling you, if it had not been for grace, for his mercy that we get new every morning, if it wasn't for God's grace, we would be gone. If Jesus hadn't died for us, we would be gone. I'm telling you, because God don't play. If he hadn't sent his only begotten son and he shed his blood for us, we would be gone. I'm telling you. We would be messed up. But it's only by the grace of God, the things that we do today, if the children of Israel had or did it then, now he just killed. Aaron, you gonna die. Moses, take that robe off him and give it to his son, because he ain't doing, he doubting what I said. He ain't believing me. He don't trust in me. He don't have no faith in me. Take that off of him. I don't care if he a priest. Take it off of him. That's what I'm saying. He said the ones that know these preachers and all this, these leaders that want to be called doctor and all this kind of stuff, we gonna get it the worst, because we know the ways. We know what we're supposed to be doing. We know what to do. We doubt him all the time. We think stupid stuff. When he say do this, oh, it ain't gonna happen. Or he ain't gonna do this. Or this and that. They just complain all the time. All the time they complain. What did the children of Israel complain about this time in Kadesh? They complained about the same thing the last time, water, not having no water. Same stuff. God just got tired of them, I'm telling you. They complained in verse 2, they complained they had no water to drink. question number three. Where did Moses supply what the people were complaining for? God sent Moses to a rock to receive water out of it to get to the complaining folk. That's what it was. He sent Moses to a rock because they was complaining about not having no water. We may as well have stayed into Egypt. We may as well have died there. We better be careful. I'm telling you, because what he was taking them out back then, he'll take them out right now for something that I'm telling you, that wasn't nothing. They was just talking. We doing stuff and don't have sense enough to know God will take you out for doing stuff, just even thinking about it. Because he don't even have to hear you. He listening to your heart. He know what's in your heart. Any deception in your heart, any of that stuff in your heart, he can take you out anytime. God don't change. I ain't trying to scare nobody. This is the real God, the living God. I'm telling you, we take too much stuff for granted. What was Moses' error? What was Moses' error? How did he error in this? And this is what we got to be careful of. I'm telling y'all, because I know for myself, been there, done that. He just didn't take me out. Didn't get some things I asked for, but he just didn't take me out. How did Moses Eric in this thing? And what it was, Moses got angry with the children because they was complaining and did not hollow God before them as the one who is providing the water for them. He and Aaron did not give to God alone the glory of this miracle, which was due unto his name. It appeared that they took glory for this miracle upon this rock. So what happened was, let me see, because they hit the rock like they made the water come out. He hit the rock like they made, let me see, it said, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given thee. He stripped Aaron, and Aaron died. But believe me, Moses ain't going in there either. See, he ain't, you might get by, but you won't get away. Now, you know Moses and God been close all this time. All this time. But when you are disobedient, when you step out of line with God, that's the wrong person to step out of line with. But I step out of line with man and not step out of line with God. But Moses stepped out of line because Moses, first of all, was mad at the children of Israel for complaining all the time. Started telling him to go back and tell God, and they complaining about all not having this and not having that. Moses got tired of going to God like that. But God, I don't care. We ain't supposed to get angry like that. Moses was so angry, he smote the rock. He hit the rock with another different lick behind it. So God knew in Moses' heart that he was angry. So he told him to get Aaron first, get him out the way. Because now one of y'all going into the promised land that I promised y'all, Father. Damn one of y'all going. He told Moses he gonna let him look over and see it, but he can't enter in. See, this is from being like that. But you got to be careful. When I tell you got to be careful, you got to be careful with stuff like that. And then they tried to take the glory, like they hit the Moses, like he hit the rock, and it happened. So again, trying to take the glory from God. That's why I be telling people, hey, it ain't me, it's God. I ain't trying to take no glory from God. I don't know nothing of myself, but it's only through God and by God I know anything. He the one make my brain function. He the one make me bring that worry back to my remembrance. I can't remember nothing less than he bring it back. Okay. See, what was Moses' punishment because of this error? The punishment was Moses and Aaron would not lead the people into the land promised to them. That was his punishment. He didn't come all that way, stayed in the desert for 40 years, all this kind of stuff. And he messed up. He messed up. Number four, who refused to let Israel cross this border, their border? Verse 18, and Edom said unto him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. It was Edom. Number B, who are these people? Who are the Edomites? Do anybody remember who the Edomites are? Because I'm not just by myself on here. And we done went over this before, who the Edomites are, where they from, who is they people. The Edomites are from Esau, the descendants of Esau, Jacob's brother, over in Genesis 25. Who died at Mount Hor? Aaron died at Mount Hor. I just wanted to get on through with some questions. But next Tuesday, I don't want y'all coming on here just sitting on here. If y'all ain't going to say nothing, just don't come on. I'm just letting everybody know. If y'all ain't gonna talk back to me, because I ain't just sitting on here teaching. If I can study, everybody else can. Don't come on here without saying something. I read it all the way through, can catch something that I'm reading. I'm just not sitting on here just teaching. I want somebody to talk back to me. I don't want to just teach. If y'all don't feel like y'all know it, it's okay. I already know that. This was a good lesson. It was a very good lesson. I thank and praise God for it. And I know because Tuesday I was under the weather and couldn't get on. But I want us to start studying the Word of God, at least study the Bible stuff. And we get on here and just, I don't know, but I'm going to be on here every time. But I'm not going to stay on because, I'm not going to stay on. I'm going go head on. I'm not angry or nothing like that. I'm not being like Moses. I'm just kind of, you know. Anyway, I'm going to get off. This was a good lesson. I thank and praise God that I got a chance to study and read over it again. And I thank and praise God for this opportunity just to teach it. It's really an honor and a privilege to teach the word of God, and I thank and praise God for it on tonight. But maybe by Tuesday, we come on with the next lesson, chapter 21 and 22. We'll bring the one over it a little bit and study some so we can all discuss the lesson. But tomorrow night at this very same time, we'll have praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And y'all just keep me in your prayers. I'll be on FaceTime Live in the morning. By the grace of God, we're going to get off of here. But God bless you all tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for your word on tonight, God. We give you praise and glory and honor on tonight. We just thank you, Lord, for just opening up our understanding of this word on tonight. We give you praise tonight, Lord. We thank you for every word, every letter, God. We thank you for it. And we just thank you for the Spirit of God. Just thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your anointing on tonight. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. Lord, we thank you for it tonight. I just ask you to bless every household that's represented here tonight, God. I ask you to encamp angels around everyone, every household, every child, every grandchild, every great-grand, husbands and wives, Lord, cover them on tonight all over this earth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for it, Lord. And give us strength, God. Just strengthen us where we build us up, where we torn down, Lord. Just bless us, Lord. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Y'all go in peace and enjoy the rest of your evening. God bless you. Love you.
God bless.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.
God bless you. Good night.